Good afternoon. Who I have the pleasure to talk with today?
I'm Logan.
Logan, nice to meet you. This is Indika.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, so let's start with something chill. What do you have for breakfast today?
I'm here because, well, I'm bisexual and I'm transgender. So those are things that are very important to me as long as my ethics go, because there's a lot of politicians that are not super for people who are transgender, and that's a big fear of mine, especially with all the laws being passed or proposed.
So true, so true. Okay, so let's start with the questions. When you think about the process of voting in the United States, where would you say you are on this scale between trust and distrust? Where would you put yourself?
I don't know how much I trust it, because the fact is that our voice doesn't go in as much as like the electoral party. Like, that is what goes fully to the, you know, to the end, is the people that we have chosen to begin with. But so many people don't do those like preliminary elections. They don't know about them. They're not like advertised enough for people to actually go to them and choose who they actually think should represent them.
Okay. So let's say that you will be kind of in the middle.
I'd be a little bit less than the middle on the distrust scale.
Interesting. So, like, can you share, I think you already did, but, like, can you share the story of why you picked that spot? Why would you say you don't trust that much the voting system right now?
Well, it's the fact that our votes aren't really the ones that go towards the actual final decision, as far as, like, I've been educated on, you know? And there is especially a lot of fear in myself with whoever gets chosen, especially because, like, the Trump, like, 2025, like, plan stuff where they're just trying to, like, you know, make people like me not able to, like, do what we need to do and exist.
Interesting. Wow. Thank you so much. Also, like, can you imagine the conditions in which you could be in a fully trust position, for example? Like, what should it happen so that you could trust, like, fully trust the American voting system?
I wish that more votes would count. It's very hard to register to vote, I think, for people like who don't have the same like standing in America that other people have. And it's also the fact that not all votes count as much as other votes. Like, it's just, you know, the electoral party, the fact that their votes go towards the actual president.
Thank you so much. Okay, Logan, so also I don't know if you'd like to share any other story related to like voting in America, or like just any trust in the voting system.
I just want to talk about the fact that a couple months ago, a trans teenager was killed in a bathroom. And there's the fact that there's so many laws being proposed about trans people in bathrooms, and the fact that trans people are not the danger that are walking in there. We are more likely to be a victim of a crime, yet there's laws being made against us being allowed to exist and go where we need to go.
Thank you so much for your words. Also, like, today we have a challenge for our interviews, and it's how would you teach a kid to vote? So here we have three different questions, and the first question would be, If a kid asks you, why is voting important, how would you respond to that?
I'd say because it's genuinely the most American thing we can do. It's something that we have a right to do here, and we have to do it because that's the only way your voice can be heard. You can't complain if you didn't say anything.
So true. Thank you so much. And how do you vote? Like, if a child asks you, okay, so how can I vote? How is the process? What would you respond?
I'd make sure to register online, because it's the quickest way to do it. You register online, and then you go to your registered voting area for your zip code, and you go and you wait in the line, and it's kind of, you know, boring, but it's very important. You can just think to yourself how important it is that you're doing this, and you go and you fill out the ballot, and make sure to educate yourself beforehand so you know what you're signing, because they try to make it so hard to understand. They don't want you to vote in the way that they don't want you to vote, so they make it so hard to know what you're actually voting for. So make sure to educate yourself beforehand. You fill it out, and then you leave, and you feel proud of yourself.
Wow, thank you so much for your words. So, yeah, you also got a sticker.
Oh, thank you.
Because you taught a kid how to vote, so this is for you.
Okay.
you. Sorry. Okay, so it's been a pleasure having you here, Logan. Thank you so much, and I hope you can really enjoy this day.
I will. Thank you. You too.